One, two, three. We're the one invited to Mom and Dad Talks. Our favorite two people are Mom and Dad, and we have Hattie. What's up, Hattie? How you all doing today? Mom is here. There she pops up, everyone. Yes. So today, we're going to talk about a subject here, the State of the Union address by Biden. Wow, that's just a lot of loaded things that were there. What are your thoughts on that?
I was very, very impressed. I was impressed because he told us what he is going to do and not what the other person is not going to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to tax the rich.
Mm-hmm.
And even everybody pays taxes. He's going to increase teacher salary. He's going to he told us exactly what he's planning on doing.
The only concern that I have is he has plans for what he wants to do, but it is totally up to him to do the carry through with these plans, or is somebody going to buck his ideas and we're not going to be able to push forward with his agenda.
A good point. Hanty, what are your thoughts on this?
It was a little bit much for me to comprehend everything that he was saying, at one time, and then make a determination. My brain isn't like that. Mm-hmm. So I listened to a lot of it today.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be an emphasis on my mm-hmm. head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, everything starts in the head. Well, heart starts in the heart, I guess. I'm still searching for Biden's age. And I guess I'm listening to my daughter. She says, "Mom, I don't think he's even going to make 4 years." You know, and you know, his stride, his walk,
mm-hmm.
his mm-hmm. gait is a little bit, you mm-hmm. know, so is mine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all that has to be taken into consideration. At the end of another 4 years, are we going to be pushing him in a wheelchair?
My take on that is, if his brain is thinking real good and strong, it doesn't matter who's pushing him or pulling him in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
See the country from a wheelchair, you know.
And we had a president from the wheelchair before. And he
right.
Right,
correct. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why I said we can't always determine a person's age in that capacity. That
no, has. Their ability to do their job. That's what
he looks. I don't have any doubt that he can't do his job because he's got 30 some years of experience behind his belt anyhow.
Well, he's got so many aides as well.
Well, that's he's got lots of people behind him to give
that's
him what
I mean, aides.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, between the two candidates, he's the one that's most qualified
mm-hmm.
because of his experience.
Mm-hmm.
Who he worked with. And that is Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. And he knew exactly what he was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, if you look at Barack Obama's history,
mm-hmm.
he brought us out from a deep, deep, deep recession,
mm-hmm.
which astounded a lot of people.
Yeah.
America was actually going to go bankrupt.
Mm-hmm. In fact, it was the worst recession since the Great Depression. Worse than the Great Depression. So we were heading to a hyper situation, and they did a great job of getting us out. And unfortunately, a lot of people want to demonize that, but he was the leader to get us through that, through a crucial time, and work with the former President Bush in order to get that done.
Yes.
I think the sad part about this whole thing is, and I hate to talk about it, is I was very disappointed how you have some people in the Republican Party not contain their party line with respect and dignity. I know that some of them do it, but you got some of them that want the outliers. I mean, you see Ms. Green,
wearing her MAGA, just totally just inappropriate.
Right.
And they want to make these statements like this and be disrespectful. But yet when you win, then you want everybody to respect you. But mm-hmm. if you don't show respect, you know what I'm saying? I'm really trying to figure out here, why have we gotten so disrespectful of one another and hateful of one another?
And the commentator said last night during the afterwards after the speech that it is a house rule that you do not wear your hats in the Capitol building while the president is speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what she did. And I was surprised they didn't kick her out.
Who was gonna kick her out?
Well, they can. The security can't kick you out. And they kicked that dude out who blurted.
There was a man in the back that started mm-hmm. shouting, and they jumped on him real quick and threw him out.
Mm-hmm.
Threw him out.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. I was surprised security didn't throw her out.
Well, greeted her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you Biden know,
I greeted her.
It shows class.
Of the right, there you go.
It shows and class.
He did something that Obama would have done.
Mm-hmm.
It just shows class. You know, you may be disrespectful, but we'll still give you respect, even though you didn't deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like I said, this country, you got people who really just want to destroy this country and don't care what the values are anymore. It's like, dude, they're just going buck wild and say, we just want a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of disturbed that, you know, you have some people in this country and they have a right to do, but they want to hijack this country to do bad things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
To people.
I mean, like, really disturbing as we were talking last night to a friend of ours, and she came over, and she is definitely a supporter of the, what is it, Mr. 44?
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't even watch the debate. She didn't even watch it. She doesn't even watch the news. So she has no idea what's going on. But yes, she's going to support
the former president.
44. Yeah.
But I you know, 44. Like I said, you can support whoever you want. This is a free country. 45. But I think the problem I have is when people say they have values. Okay. It's not in the open, or it hasn't been said anything about this president having any extramarital affairs. I remember talking to a friend who is part of the religious right, talking about, I didn't vote for Clinton because he cheated on his wife. But these same people who didn't vote for Clinton are voting for Trump, who's cheated on all his wives.
Right.
Not only that, but he raped her.
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, there's some stuff here. Like, dude, where's your value? I mean, I'm voting on it. So what values are you really voting on? And it's more disturbing that the values you're voting on is to divide this country with some interesting stuff. You know, and you know, sneakers relates to a black person. I mean, that part right there really bothered me that would even be said. And I can relate to, because I got sneakers. I mean, you know, I'm not a sneaker dude. I wear sneakers, but I'm not into sneakers like that.
Mm-mm.
Never have been. But yet you're going to classify people like me saying that we have that. And Dad, you, my auntie, you all been classy people. I mean, Uncle Frank, you know, I mean, you hardly see him in tennis shoes. He wore nice shoes. I'm just saying.
For us to be deemed connected to that kind of rhetoric.
And rhetoric and fried chicken. Like, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
And watermelon.
You know, and then you talk about, you know, I'm getting railroaded, just like the one thing we can identify with. Yeah, you're getting railroaded, you know, in your opinion, just like black folk, you can identify with to do something about it, because we've been railroaded since we got into this country.
Oh, yeah.
And we started off in chains. I just want you to think about that. We've been railroaded in this country and we started off in chains. Just think about it. It's a history lesson for some folk. And
all the things that we have accomplished
mm-hmm.
in such a short time period, that is truly amazing.
It's scary for a lot of Americans. They are scared, like, Todd, we're afraid that you'll be, well, guess what? I'm a human being just like you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I bleed just like you. I care just like you. I'm looking out for you just like you. And I think the problem with this country is that we we've lost the love of God. We forgot God in the midst of all this. We just throw sprinkle Jesus and God on it just to say I'm a Christian and that's it. I go to church, not live the life of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, anyway, what are your final thoughts on this, everyone?
God is in control.
And of everything.
Of everything. So we as individuals, we have nothing to fear because God is in control.
Mm.
It's not the president, but God.
Mm-hmm.
Even though some people feel that they are gods,
mm-hmm.
they're not in control.
I agree with you, Dale, and I don't have any sleepless nights or sleepless moments
mm-hmm.
thinking about the what could be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
What will be?
And you know what? That's a good thing to end on that tonight, folk, that, you know, so many people do things out of fear of what might or could.
Could.
And if you do the right things, there's nothing to fear.
And the thing is, get out and vote.
Yeah.
Get out and vote. Don't mm-hmm. just sit back and say, oh, guys, get out and vote. Because your vote still counts.
And I'll take a page from the Republican Party. A lot of my friends who are Republicans voted for him because it was, in their minds, the better choice. Pick the better choice. Vote. Right? Don't just say, they're Lazari. I don't like Biden, whatever. I don't like the either. Can't. No. Vote. Pick the better choice and give America a better shot here, whatever that is. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm just saying go out there and pick the better choice if you think, because that's your God-given right. It's a sacred right, in my opinion, that you should have. Mm-hmm. And God is going to hold you accountable and being neutral and stuff. Don't stand on the sidelines. That's what happened in Germany. Yeah, good people stand on the sidelines and watch the dictator take over and throw the world into chaos. So, you know, people, get out there and vote. Don't stand on the sidelines. You know, go out there in mass and, you know, give your opinion. So I'm just going to leave it at that. And like I said, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Yeah, that's being questioned these days, folks. That's why they're trying to get AI, because you know, we're not seeing too many intelligent people in positions these days.
Amen.
So, with that, we're going to let you guys go. Till next time, we'll see you on Mom and Dad Talks.